Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Last week I gave up some pamphlets, and I say I'll talk a little bit more about it today. And the pamphlet looks something like this. If you have not already received one, please take one. It says, "Make a difference. Impact the lives of others for eternity." Have you ever thought, how can I make a difference in the world or in the life of someone? God made each one of us to make a difference with our lives, and even when we may feel sometimes inadequate or even unusable. The calling God has for each and every one of us is to make a difference, to make a difference in the life of others. And why? Well, Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark 1, "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Time has come. The kingdom is near. Time is short. Paul echoes the same in Corinthians as well. As we heard, time is indeed short, for this world in its present form is passing away. And of course, in the Old Testament reading, God called Jonah, "Go to this great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you." Well, we all heard of the story of Jonah. He didn't like that to begin with, but in the end he went. And the people of that great city repented. Otherwise, they would have been destroyed. Time is short. The kingdom of God is near. And we need to make a difference in the life of others. Jesus said, "I will send you out to fish for people." When he called his disciples like John and James and Andrew, make a difference and be the light in darkness. If we can just remind ourselves every day of this great purpose to make a difference in the life of others, then we might see life differently. It may be a small way every day, or it may be something a little bit more monumental. I have been through situations during my life that God wanted me to use what I have been through, my experiences, and even the downs. What He is speaking to me in my heart, and to hopefully to speak to the hearts of others and to help them in a certain aspect of life. And when we are focused on ourselves and our own situation or our own struggles we are in, we don't feel we can help others so much. But sometimes God can use us in those situations. Even though our own pain or struggles, God can use us if we open our hearts to Him. Is there something God is speaking to you today, dear brothers and sisters, to do and to tell Him that He will send you out and equip you? When I stand before God, I don't want Him to point out my excuses. That either I was too busy, or I was inadequate, or I wanted to take care of myself first, or I was going through too much in life, and that I was not equipped. God created us for life of service, to love others, so we must follow His calling. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, it says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." God is pleased even in the little things and sacrifices that we can make and share that with others. Today, with a world that is in shambles, there are many people feeling hopeless and desperate. This is when we, as God's people, need to show the love of Jesus and to make a difference to those around us. People need God now more than ever, and we need to be their light in the darkness. Let me say that again. We must be that light, that beacon of hope, that shining light in this darkness. We must share hope and faith and love and kindness more than we ever have during a time when many are afraid and losing hope. One small kind gesture could make the difference that person is needing today. We often see the task of making a difference as being something that has to be big, but forget that making a difference starts with little things and individually. Reaching the world for Christ starts with our own family, our friends, and our community. Being used by God and making a difference doesn't mean we have to be a preacher or a singer or someone behind the podium. We can make a difference right here in our own home, family, friends, community. It may just be a smile, a word of encouragement, a small note that we can send to someone to encourage them, going to the store for an elderly friend, or praying with a friend on the phone who is struggling and just need to know someone cares. I don't know how God wants to use you today, or tomorrow, or the next day. But He will if you open your heart and just ask God to show you the way to how to make a difference. We simply must be a vessel willing and able to be used by God to make a difference in the life of others, no matter how big or small it may be. Those small differences may be the very thing a person needs just to make it through the day. God is still alive and moving. God is still God, and we must be His hands and feet, spreading His love, especially now. God will use you somehow, some way, if you just ask God to use you today to make a difference. Open our hearts today, brothers and sisters. What may be God is calling you to do? Amen.